there was a bikush to chatter this sugya. So today we'll chazer the sugya Zora she'ochel truma and goyne v'chalovi shel chaveiroi. And what did we accomplish in the sugya? So again, the sugya begins with Chizda's din of be'idna. And Rav Chizda's dinner be'idna was said legabe gonav ochel chelvei shel chaveiro. Gonav chelvei shel chaveiro yochle. That Rav Chizda said that would not be a candidate for kol levi ravine. Why? Because the geneva and the achila did not take place at the same moment. So the chiyuv tashlumen happened before the chiyuv misa. So Rav Chizda says, if that's the case, how are we going to understand Zor Sheochal Truma? Zor Sheochal Truma was the flagship case of Nechunya Ben Akona, who held that we do apply Kol Nei Ramine to Echiyav Bis B'dei Shemayim. So the Rav Chizda says, the Gemara wants to understand, how will we ever have this flagship case according to Abai of Nechunya Ben Akona? So that's what the Suya is trying to figure out. The maskon of the sugya is that it's referring to a case of tochav lo yichaver b'soich beis habliya, that somebody else took the truma and put it into a place, the point of return on day etchak. Tochav lo beis habliya. So when the zor swallowed it, so he was then chayev b'tashlumen at the same moment as he became chayev in the Easter of Zor Sheochal Truma. Good. So there are three pshatim in order to understand exactly what is the maskon of the sugya. There's the Ritzvah, Rabbeinu Tam, and then the Rashi, and I would say Rashi and the Ri. Alright? The Ritzvah says that the Chiddush is in Be'idna. That's the last line of the Machleit Tzricha. The Ritzvah Pirish Demari Filo Ba'echlin Deloy Me'isei. It's not a problem that the food is no longer is valueless. They came on the tochav leve beis ablia ubola v'nena miyad choshuv bon ka'achas af api she'ein ke'echon mamish. Kedashkum v'soif perek arba achim. The Ritzvah says the chiddush of this sugya, this mini sugya, is that be'idna doesn't mean instantaneously. And therefore, when it's tochav beis ablia, Ubola, so the gezel takes place when the zor decides not to cough it up, and the iser of eating truma takes place when he decides to swallow it. And it's not at the same second; it's not instantaneous. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is the beidna of komle bidrame does not require instantaneous moment. An instantaneous moment. Is that correct English? Doesn't require to happen instantaneously. Right now, what's the moshel he gives? The moshel he gives to the sugya of Bevas Achas, of Yisur Koilo. There's another sugya, L'chayra unrelated to our sugya, and that is that if two Yisur Machal on the same object, so if it's an Iser Kolel, if one Iser is, let's be very light for the moment, is larger than the first Iser, so then that Iser can be Chal. All right, the different ways in which one can be larger than the other. So that's the Sugya in Yevamos. So the Sugya says, but the whole issue of whether Iser is Chal Iser, in other words, Lu Yitzur, that the two Isurim are identical in terms of what Isurim they impose, and on whom they impose it, so then ein yisur chal leiser. But that's only if the isurim are chal bivasachas at the same time. Is that correct? Again, once an isur is chal on something, then another isur cannot be chal unless it's broader than the first isur. But if the two isurim are chal at the same time, so then they can both be chal. All right? What does it mean at the same time? Bivasachas. So the Gemara says, Gemara gives an example, at the same time as a kohen b'shas avodam, he picks up a knife and he slices his finger. He picks up a knife that's tameh and he slices his finger on the way to do the shechita. So he became a Balmum and Tomei at the same time. So the Gemara says, well, it was really at the same time. Why? Because when he picked up the knife, he became Tomei. When he sliced himself, that's when he became a Balmum, but that's close enough to become a Basachas. Okay, not our sugya, exactly what's pshat in the sugya over there. If that's the case, why even mention that, why do we have to slice himself to become a Balmum? But apparently, that's close enough, picking up the knife and cutting oneself, close enough, it's called Bevasachas. All right, it's mitzvah zechidish. That the Bevasachas of Yisr, Chalal Yisr, is the same as the Be'idna of Kol Mevav Minei. A chidish, we can easily understand why the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashi and the Ri would not be makabal this, because it's two sugyas, apples and oranges, Bevasachas, two different lashonis, Be'idna. However, we have to do some lumdus to figure out why taka they should be different, but we're not ready for that because we haven't really jumped into the sugya of Bidna. But that's the Ritzvah's understanding of the chiddush of the sugya. The chiddush of the sugya is that it's not Bidna.
Can't be picked it up because then that would be the same as the original case where I can pick it up.
Yeah.
This is where you cut, you stick your finger straight up the blade and cut yourself, right?
Yeah, but the Ritzvah says, came into Agbe. Right? The Ritzvah says, no, it's not his Lashon.
No, she actually Yiga Basak and Koran.
She Yiga Basak, maybe a Yiga. Okay, you're right, that's more accurate.
You pick it up the same as the first
one. Right, okay, that's more accurate. Correct. So Yiga Besak and Kodim Shiyachter. Correct. Not picking it up, but he's saying that right. He's saying, okay, I forget your last name, Rabbi.
Shatkin.
Sorry, that what I said is incorrect. It doesn't mean he picked it up, but it means that he must have hit the blade. So before the blade penetrates, he's touching the blade. So the tumor will happen before there's any penetration. So it's not bivasachas. Right? So that's the point of the Ritzvah says the point of our sugya is that Be'idna doesn't have to be mamish the same second. Like it says, bivasachas legabe iser chalal iser. According to Ben Otam, quoted in the Tosfos Rishonim, Ben Otam is Os Dal and Tosfos Rishonim, the Oiz Vahadar. The time pirish came in shehu b'mokim d'loy motzi la'dure elay deidchak kivar nene geroinoi ubon keachod v'mtoimar hech yischayiv momen came in shetochav loy b'oynes came in the motzi la'dure ay deidchak v'loy hodr nechalei b'anozu. The time says that the point of the sugya is that by being tochav l'soich mesabliya, there's a mitzias that's now being described. The mitzias is that the hanos geroinoi comes at the same time as I had any option of returning it. Right? So again, the Rabbeinu Tam is saying tochav l'mesabliya does not really change any of the svaris of the sugya. It just now we have a mitzias where my hanor and the first moment they get any control over the object happens instantaneously. Why am I chayiv b'hanor? Well, the fact that I don't spit it out means I'm nechalei b'hanor. So I'm happy to get the hanor from the truma. I don't spit it out. All right. So now we have a situation of hanoosoi v'tashlum and bon v'vasachas. L'chor according to Minutam, all we've done is found a metzias that matches the halacha. All right. So those are the first two pshatim in the sugya. Comes Rashi and the Ri and explain. No. There's a yisod over here. The yisod is that he can no longer be over the Yisr Gezel. And a Chanami, Gezel, the Chi of Tashlum, the Gezel, the Chi of Ano, cannot come of us Achas. Can't happen. But the Chi of Tashlum of being Nene can come at the same time as Tashlum. So according to Rashi, according to Ri, we have a Sugya, we have a Chiddush, we have a Mahalach, we have to understand, we have a Makor now for a Chi of Tashlum. That's different than the chi, that is not identical with the chiyuv tashlumin of Geneva. All right, that's the sugya. That's the, so far so good. That's the three different halachim and understanding what is our sugya accomplishing. Good. Then, next part of our learning is that from the havamin, from the shakal v'taryeh, we learn something. What did we learn from the Shakal Betarye? So we learn, number one, Kevon de lo seikanye. Gemara says that the Gemara identifies that the chiyuv tashlumen happens b'shas kinyan. Not b'shas chatifa, not b'shas hitzomir shus, b'shas kanye. So we learn from that there is such a thing called kinyoni geneva, all right, that you probably knew from Meruba and from Agoyz Leitzim, kinyoni geneva, from Shinui Koine. But from our sugi, we understand that the concept of kinyoni geneva, that we were able to be medayik from the Rashi in our sugi. That kanye is kanye lechayiv b'teshlumin v'afilu tisarek. So that is a very telling line, because the kinyan means it's a kinyan lechayiv tashlumin. It's not a kinyan legavei bailus. Kinyan lechayiv tashlumin. That's what kinyan means. So that's what kinyan ha'geneva means. Now we pointed out that this is a subject to much discussion. We pointed out that it's usually discussed in the yeshivas as the Makor HaChayim Sa'ora on the Rosh. The Rosh says that Matzah Genuva, Matzah Zula, cannot be, Gemara says, you cannot be Yesu Matzah Zula. The Rosh says, why not? Because you don't own the Matzah Zula, belongs to somebody else. And the Makor HaChayim says, you don't own it. B'shaz Lisa Kanye, it's a Msugyan in Ksuvas. So so what many Rosh Yeshivas point out is, it can't. A makor achaim is a makor achaim is a nesivus. So we're not dismissing a nesivus, but we're pointing out that lechayra there are many rishonim who hold that kinyane geneva doesn't mean I acquire. It doesn't give me bailus over it. Kinyane geneva means I'm now chayv to pay for it. So Rashi said, what is it? Well, what's the point of saying? What does kinyane geneva add to the pasuk of heishim zegosher gozel? Afilu tisarev. Kinyane geneva means that now I become responsible beyond the normal requirements of contractual responsibility. Usually responsibility means I have to do kol mashu b'yodi l'aseis. You ask me to be a shomer, you ask me to be a shomer chinam, a shomer socher, you pay me good money for it, shomer socher m'chayi b'gneva veda. But oinsen, no, I can't be makabla chreis of oinsen. That's beyond one's possibility. Yaakov Avinu was Makayim Shmira. What's the pasuk? Achalti Chayif Yom. No, Balik Riyomir. Parshas Vayetze. He was watched the sheep Yom Balayla, no matter what the weather conditions. Right, better than the postman. He was always out. So he's Chayiv Gneiv Aveva. But Einsin, even Yaakov Avinu was Chayiv Einsin. That's beyond contractual responsibility. So what's Kinyani Gneiva? Kinyani Geneva means you're chayiv beyond what anybody ever contract. You're chayiv afilu tisarev. It gets burned. It gets consumed. You didn't set up the fire. Somebody else set up the fire. Chayiv, right? That's pshat. Now, we'll say a little bit deeper than we said the other day. This is the way, I believe the Rebbe used to explain it. I believe. If not, it was Reb Chaim. That the Hezra Adover of why Afilu tichi of oinsin is identified with bailus, is because only the baal takes a hit when it comes to chiyuve oinsin, right? In other words, if I own something, and an oinis happens, I suffer the loss. It's Rebbe Shlomo and me, right? If a person has a certain object and beyond his control something happens, right? Lightning strikes. Can't sue anybody. You can't go to court against lightning, right? An oines means somebody takes a hit. Who takes it? The baal. So that's why I believe the Rabbi Sixman Kliber Chaim just explained. That's why let's say legabei chometz. If I am mekabel chi of oinsin, then I'm chayiv and bali yerubal yimotze. You asked me to watch something for you, all right? So now I'm not the baal. The shomer is the baal. The mafkin is the baal. The shomer is the shomer. Now you asked me to chayiv and oinsin. I'm a shoyel chemtzay. So I'm chayiv and bali yerubal yimotze. What happened all of a sudden? It's your object. You want it back. So he said, no, once is the Chiyuv Oinsin. So Chiyuv Oinsin shows Bialus. Chiyuv Oinsin creates Bialus. Why? Because once they become responsible beyond contractual possibility, that means I'm a Baal. Right? So that's what the Rebbe used to explain. That Chiyuv Oinsin is tantamount, there is a form of, it's part of Bialus. Bialus means many things. Bialus means title. Bialus means assets. We often explain this, right? If I'm a Baal of something, then it becomes one of my assets. Title Bialus means liability. If I'm a Baal, I have to make sure that it doesn't cause hezek. So Bialus means many, Bialus means I can sell it. I can sell part of it. I can accept shutfus in it. There are many different aspects to Bialus. One of the aspects of Bialus is, if an oinus happens, I take the hit. So so that aspect of Bialus is enough to be mechayev, meets the bar of Bialus value ayin matzah. So that's what Rashi is pointing out of here. A person's a ganef, he stole something. A person stole a car, and now he wants the car. It's a gemalig car. It's a high end car. He wants to be able to drive it. He watches it very, very carefully. Right? He parks it in his driveway. And oinus happens. Somebody comes, hit and run, mamish up his driveway, back down, right? So now, when this ganav gets caught and he has to return the car, he can't say to the nignav, I watch it day and night. I watch it better than my own car. My car, I parked in the street. The car that was nignav, I parked in my driveway. Mamish gave it good shmira. I should be potter. What am I having in heaven? I stole it, but what else could I have done? So now I come to give it back. Halach is no. I can't say that. I'm chayv in oinsin. What else could I have done? I shouldn't have stolen it. Right? Once I steal it, so then I become chayv in oinsin. So that shows that I have picked up some aspect of bialus. That's pshat in kinyone genevus. That's what Rashi points out. That v'chayiv v'tashlumen v'afilu tisarev. That's called kanye. That's what the Gemara refers to as kanye. It's not really kanye. It's not that I'm a baldover. It's because I become a ganav, so now I can listen my assets. I stole something, so now I put in my assets. Everyone in my assets. I stole something. I don't want to put in my assets. That's like admitting to the gezel, the theft, right? It doesn't become I pick up liability when I steal something. I have to pay. As we said, the cost of the item, even if the item changes. So that's what we were medayik from the Lashon of Rashi, Avil Tisarev, and we explained the idea of Kinyan Gzela, and Lechoyram, that's what the Rosh would enfer to the Makor HaChayim Sohara. All right, again, it's part of a much larger Sugya, just been picking out this Sohara from our Sugya. What else did we learn? This is the Makor HaChayim, I think, is done from the language, if I remember correctly. Yeah, I think it's the Lashon.
That is when you mazik the thing. When I destroy something of yours, then I'm kohanit. That Rashi is talking about when I make a hagbah, I'm kohanit.
Yeah.
Which could be the same, or it could be different.
Right, but I think the Makor HaChayim is from the Lashon. And I don't remember. Yeah. But it's the same Lashon. I think the Lashon of Kanye. In other words, that Gezel is that the Keneva delivers a Kenyan, right? So Rashi is saying, came in the Agbe, Kanye, Chai, Bet, Shlumen. L'chor be the same thing, Bishas, Lase. Right? The same. Shetoch, L'chaber, Le, Agbe, Le, Kanye, Le, Mechaiv. Yeah, so I don't remember which line the Makor HaChayim quotes. But he argues that he seems to argue that there's enough bialus legave the ganav that it should be considered lechem, and that'd be the nakuda. Whether just like Rav Chaim would argue that oinsin, kabbalas tashlumei oinsin, creates enough of a bialus to be everybody say, so the issue that we're honing in on is whether Kabbalah's achrayus of onsin is enough bailus that it should be considered lechem. Right, but again, it's a little bit beyond what we can do in our sugya. What else are we medayik from the shakal betarye? So the Gemara says that if the ganav is efshar la adure, then he's chayiv geneva, right? In other words, why did the Gemara say that I need to have efshar la adure deidchak? Why not efshar la adure stam? Why isn't that good enough? Why does it have to be tochav leveis avliya? Why can it be tochav le in his mouth? So the Gemara says that efshar la adure, that means the chiyuv tashlumin began before the bliya. Correct? That's what the Gemara rejects it. So you see from our sugya that efshar la adure is enough of a maisa gezel. Right? So far so good. The Rochon of Asim in Zohara. So from that ha'ora, again in the shakal b'tarye, so we pointed out, the Rav Chanan points it out as a machlekes ritzva and Rashi, machlekes Ri and Rashi, Ri and Rashi. Other Rashi was point was that Ri and Ritzva, and the Rashi was often pointed as a machlekes. The more recent Rashi was a machlekes between the Ktzayis and the Rav Chanan. And now this point is Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. But the Nakuda is, can one do Gezel in a passive way? Can Gezel be imposed upon me? So different ways of presenting it. Let's say Ruchon and Rassman presents it that's the question of whether you could be Chayiv Geneva by a tchiva, by tochav shalol ritzono. Right? I think the Birkas Avraham presents it as a pshat and sugya, efshar la adure. That in itself is a kasha against the ktsos. A raya for Rashi. But however one wants to line up the names, the issue over here is, can I become a ganav without doing an action? Can geneva be imposed upon me? Can be thrust upon me? So efshar la adure, over here the Gemara is saying is, how did I become a ganav? Because I chose not to cough it up. I chose not to do something. I chose not to do a ma'aseh. I can become a ganav that way. So l'chayra, that's what the sugya says. So that's sugya. So now our sugya raises a kasha tsuma to the ksais that says that no such thing. Always like they maisa, and Reb Chaim brings a raya from the beginning of Sanhedrin Yigzal Sechanis, and I believe that it's usually presented as a machleik as Rashi Tosfos in Baba Kamba, where Rashi insists that I only become a ganav if an animal meanders into my corral and I choose not to take the animal and give it back. So Tosfos holds I become a ganav, and Rashi says, no, I become a ganav if I lock the door on the animal. I have to do some kind of maisa geneva. That's how it's usually presented. Presented also as a lishitosai daf chavov in Bava Kama, if I don't pay my poilim on time. So is there an addition to the aveira of being mevatel the asay of paying schiras poilim, am I also over the sort of gezel by not doing so? Tosfos says, yeah, I'm over gezel. Rashi says, no, I'm not over the gezel as well. So again, what we're pointing out is from the shakel v'tarva sugya, we can focus on two shas wide issues. One is, what is the nature of kinyone geneva? Because our sugya used the phrase Lisa Kanye, Hagbo Kanye. So number two is, we can focus on whether a person can become a ganev bal korchoi. And as we pointed out, so some say, our sugya seems to say one can become a ganev bal korchoi, kasha and Rashi, kasha and a raya for Tosfos, kasha and Rav Chaim, kasha and Ktzais, And others, as Rav Chanan said, no, there's goof of the machlokes between the Ri and the Ritzva, as Tosfos points out. So we suggested that one, that L'chairam, Rashi will have to explain that it's not the decision not to spit it up. It's the holding it in my throat. That's enough of a maisa. Just like no al befonel is enough of a maisa to be called a ganev. So Rashi will say, it's in my throat. All right? Now I can either cough it up or swallow. My decision, it's not my decision not to cough it up. It's my decision to hold on to it. It's my decision, no, my decision to swallow it and not cough it up. So the Gemara sees it as matzila adure. But b'mtzias, I'm making a decision, not to, I'm doing a maisa by not coughing it up. So that's a Rashi, that's enough of a maisa. We call it a maisa geneva. Good?
Wasn't Rashi trying to make the point that not coughing it up is what's mechayev me so? Not gezel?
But l'chora, right, because Rashi says... One second. You're saying why? Because Rashi's lashon is labai yipodim b'tashlumin. Know which Rashi? Pirish bekundus a mayachayev misa b'le motzi laduri a mayachayev. Right, and the Ri says both misa and momen. Right, so but let's step back. So how do I become chayev momen? Right, the Gemara's kash is according to Rashi. The kash is why is he chayev misa? But chayev momen he is chayev. Not at this point in the sugya, I don't think. Right?
You're going right from the Bailey Ladura since he has to cough it back up.
Therefore?
If he doesn't, he's a ganav, right? At that moment.
That I would say, yeah. Later on, according to Rashi, it becomes a no.
Rashi doesn't really say you're a ganav. He's
a mazik. Right, because that's what he left as an open issue. So machlekes rishonim whether iu mazik is another lashon of gezel in this context, or whether it's mitam mazik. So that we left open. But there certainly are rishonim ulim pshat iu mazik means it's mazik and therefore he's a gazlan.
Just to clarify, Rabbi is saying that for Rashi the act of swallowing is different. There's some other act, some different mazik besides swallowing that's.
Whatever the Metzias is. If the Metzias is that I can hold it in my throat for a second and make a decision as to whether it goes up or down, so then that'd be a Maisa. If the Metzias is not like that, then the act of... Then you get stuck, right?
Right.
So I'm assuming that there is a moment where I can decide whether I'm which way it's going. You know, you think biology is not correct? Don't experiment, but you're wasting nefesh for Talmud Torah. Go ahead, Arthur. Go ahead.
I thought Rebbe said 2 shears ago that there were two ways to understand Rashi. If you want to say like so would be that the Machayev is not Gzeila, it's specifically something else. But if you want to say the Machayev is Gzeila, it was that he used the word Mazik Larfava. But then Rebbe said it was that the idea is not, it doesn't have to do specifically with choking or spitting it up, but it was a din that Rebbe said. That for Rashi, one of the defining characteristics of Geneva is the fear of Hashava, and etzem having it in your mouth makes it
right.
A little more difficult.
But we'll come back, okay? So then we pointed out that you can, we'll say it independently, and then we'll come back, all right? Then again, what we're reviewing right now is what we learned from the Shakla Vatari of the Sugya. So in the Shakla Vatari, we learned Kanye, then we learned the Motzila Dure. And then we also learn from the Lashon of Rashi that the Chi of Hashava seems to determine the Chi of Geneva. And even though intuitively we say that Geneva is Mechayev Hashava, but it seems that my ability to be meshiv, my ability to return something, it is a determining factor of whether it did a ma'aseh g'neiva. How do we see that? So certainly we see it from the language of Rashi. Rashi says, Iboy de la dure, v'chiloi ahadre mehi shaita iyu mazik la, according to the Rishonim and the Shittu, say that means iyu ganav la, right? And then in the next Rashi, ayidei edchak, the inami ahadra mimoa sovli chazi labailim. So if I, because I cannot return it, so therefore, hilchach migzaloi gozla. Because if I would return it, it would be mos, and they wouldn't want it, therefore it's not gezel. But if I could return it in such a way that the bailam would want it, then it would be considered gezel if we don't return it. So we suggested that that my ability to return something and my choice not to return it can make me into a ganav as well. All right, now, coming back to Arthur's point, however, if Rashi requires a masem, so then I still have to identify some action. Like, it can't be a decision-making process itself. The action can be an action that prevents hashava, but it still has to be some kind of maisa. That's what we pointed out. Right? So he's saying it's correct, but there has to be some minimal activity. All right? So again, so from the Shakal Vitarye, we pointed and we made these three auras. Aura number one, Kinyan. Aura number two is whether a Geneva requires a mice or not. Aura number three, that Geneva, and according to Rashi, maybe even a Maisa Geneva is enough to do some minimal action that prevents me from returning. Then I'm Chayev. Alright? We'll take this a step deeper now. And it's easier to see this in Nezikin. In Nezikin, one of the nagging chakiras of Bava Kama. And it's one of the chakiras that one keeps on visiting and revisiting Bava Kama, is what is the machayev of the mazik? Is the machayev of the mazik that I caused you some kind of loss, and therefore I should be mashum that loss? Or is the machayev that since I own something, I am responsible for its damages? Right? Usually, it's a big chakir to get the daf test, and the Mishnah says, "Kosh chadav shimrasay." If I'm chayv to watch over it, chayv to be tashlumet. So then, everybody says, "Oh, this should be the resolution for this chakira." And then, but that's how. But I just want to look at the svaris. So in Hezek, it's often discussed, what is my machayev? What obligates me to pay? The fact that I caused you a loss, some chayv to repay, to compensate, or the fact that I am, my animal caused you a loss. So why am I chayv? So either I'm chayv because my animal is an extension of me, or once I buy an animal, I have an achrayas. My achrayas is pay for its damages. It's a contractual. It's a contractual obligation with the Torah places upon me. Right? I'm not, the animal's not my extension. But once I didn't do my job of guarding it, mimela the Torah says I'm chayev. So that's a two clear svaros. Right? Do I see the animal as an extension of me? So I can do chabola be a dime, I can do chabola yadei a property. Or, and therefore, the fact that I caused you a loss, I'm chayev to pay. So now we're saying a similar issue in Geneva. When the Torah says that I'm chayev to pay back, after a person who steals is chayev to pay back, so is the obligation because he caused you a certain loss? No. So now make up for the loss. That's what the Torah is saying. Or is the Torah saying that once I take something of yours, so now I have an achrayus to see to it that you're made whole again. In other words, is the obligation of the ganef to be mesakein his maisa, or he the fact that he violated your property, he can't simply be mesakein by giving it back. That has to ask mechila. Has to have to be. Maybe a certain olam. Now, however, the fact is he has something of yours. Fact is, something yours, he has to make sure that it was almost like Hashavas Aveda, right? A person, if I find your object, I didn't violate you, I didn't trespass, but the Torah says you found it, you have another Jew's object, give it back to him. So in Geneva as well, your property is sitting in my rishus. So now my obligation to get this object back to you? Is it because I have to do a tikkun on what I did? Or is it, it's your money, sitting in my property, right? The fact that I'm chayv afilu b'oinsin, so as you understand in both ways, either the fact that I violated you, I have to do some tikkun. So the fact that that an oin has happened, I still have to do a tikkun. Or do we say that once I stole from you, and your money, if your money is sitting in my rishus because you put it there because of shmira, there's one level of contract. But if I stole from you, there's a higher, then the contract is get it back no matter what. So that's what we're pointing out here as well. That in that you could define the chiyuv of the ganav towards the nignav as a chiyuv of ahadure, of getting it back to him. That's what we're suggesting. The hashava defines the obligation of the ganav. The fact that I can return it to you, right? So certainly, if you say that I can become chayev as a ganav even without trespassing, tochav la, person put into my throat, that certainly suggests that the chiyuv of the ganav to make you whole is not because of mikmasak and a ma'isa iser, but money gabach. I have another Jew's property in my throat, so make sure it gets back to the rightful owner. All of that is from all these discussions are based on the shakel b'tarya. Now we're going to come to the maskon of the sugya. Right? The maskon of the sugya is, according to Rashi, the maskon of the sugya, according to the Rebbe of Tam, is to find a certain mitzius which works. The miskana of the sugya, according to the Ritzva, is to say that be'idna lav davka instantaneously. But according to Rashi and the Ri, the miskana of the sugya is to say that there's a chiyuv tashlumin beyond chiyuv geneva. That's the chiyuv of being nene. In other words, the Gemara is saying, enachanami, zor she'ochal truma. I will not be able to explain Rav Nechunya ben Akonda bevasachas if I am being moikim, the chiyuv hando b'shas the chiyuv gezel. Can't do that. Won't work. Als ganav, it's not going to be b'idna. Mitam ganav, it's going to be before. Right? However, if I can find a situation where I'm not a ganav, tochav lechaveiroi, my chover is the ganav. Right? And for some reason, we're not going after him. But I can now become chayev b'tashlumen b'toyras nene. That's Rashi saying. So that already is our sugya. That's achidash ha'oila misugya. And that's what we explain. Number one, is this a standalone sugya? No. It stands next up, next to the sugya of Avakama of zeli choser. If zeli choser, why am I paying? What am I paying for? I'm paying because I'm nene. Hanozim chayev. It may stand up next to the sugya of Yerba the Tzorech Sonech Averoi. You didn't commission me to shovel your driveway, but I was mahana you, chayu. Right? So now we said, we explained, and what is the distinction between hana and gezel? How much are you going to pay? Gezel, you pay for the object. Hana, you pay for your hana. Usually, the hana is less than the object. Our sugya happens to be hana is more than the object. Because the object of the time is nitcha b'toich beis abliyah shali, it was worth very, very little. but the hanok could be that they save lunch, so we give you a lot more. It was Yisrael pointed out, it's up there with the sugya of Nen Shein Bishus Rabim. So we already have, right, four sugyas at the top of our heads where there's a chiyav of anene without necessarily a chiyav of gezel or mazik. Good? Difference, I'm chayav. Number one, I'm chayav masha nene, not masha gozel. That's talking the din of Shein Bishus Rabim, Temehan Yosei. And number two is exactly when is the Shas Chiv Tashlumen. The moment could be different. Nafkamina Farbidna. All right? Then we went a step further. And we said, if we were always varfing Svaras, so we could have different Svaras for Hano, Yorulusuch, Daitish Chaveroi, an implicit contract, we could say, I could say, as we said in the end, part of Gezel, but if we go through the Rishonim and our Suya, so then by being Medayik in the Rishonim, we were able to suggest two Svaras of the Chiyav Amano. By being Medayik in the Lashon of the Tosfos, we were able to say that the Chiyav of Hano seems to be related to the Chiyav of Gezel. Same thing from the same Parsha. Number two, we are able to buttress that by saying that Teitush requires some kind of Be'en for Hano. It's strange. If I'm Chayav to you because of Hano, so why do I require some tangible object? So that's what we suggested, that according to Tosfos, Nene is one of the obligations of Geneva. In other words, in Geneva, I violated your property, that's one aspect of Geneva. The other is, I am benefiting from something that belongs to you, I'm getting ishtamshus from your object. That's another form of taking away from your bailus. Your bailus should allow you to be Nene from your property. So it's true that I'm not machzir you anything. You didn't want to live there during Yom Tov. You were away during Yom Tov. But one of the aspects of Tashlume, of Ashavas Gzela, is returning the object so that you can be Nana from it. So Memela, one slice of Hana, of Gezel, is taking Hana, even if it didn't cause you hezek. It's not... It's learned out. It's kolol in the parsha of Gezel. It's one of the aspects of Gezel. Gezel has many, many different aspects to it. One is the violation of your property, the trespass of your property. One is that the object is missing. It's not peshuswa. And the other is you cannot be mishtamesh. I'll give you a raya brura. Torah says that if I steal a lamb, so I have to pay a knas of four times. If I steal a cow, I pay a knas of five times. Two pshatim in the Gemara, Rashi quotes in Mishpatim, of why I pay more for the cow and the lamb. What are the two pshatim? Bizoyin etercha, right? Bizoyin is, you know, how you sleep a lamb. You steal a lamb, but you still put it on your shoulders, right? A cow, you can drag along. So The ganef already paid a little bit by having to schlep the, it was misbaza, bizyonos, he had to schlep a lamb on his shoulders. So we give him a little bit off, right? But, in other words, that's from the bizyon aspect of Geneva. I trespassed your property, but I got a good clap on the way also. Even though I trespassed your property, I couldn't be an upskull ganef, put into my pocket, a little black bag over my shoulder, run to the getaway car, I had to schlep a lamb on my shoulders. So a little bit of the bizarreness that it cast upon you, I already had to suffer myself. But if you say the pshat is that I'm paying more for the cow because a cow, you're missing the cow. He's stumptious of a cow. You're missing the milk. You're missing the ability to plow. So you see that I could end up paying for stumptious, for hanor. You see, that's part of the Maisa Geneva, part of the Tashlumi Geneva. So that's what Tosfos is pointing out, that paying for Hanor is part of Ashavas Gezel. So now, just usually it's a Shabbos Gezel when one takes a Maisa, when there is an object. But you can have a Chiyuv Tashlumi Ano when there's no object. And then we suggest then that Rashi does not accept this, because Rashi doesn't seem to require a Din of En. Because Rashi would seem to say that there can be a Chiyuv of Hanov al Korche. So that's what we pointed out, that's what Rav Baruch Ber asked Rav Chaim. Rav Baruch Ber Chaim, where is the Makor for Chiyuvei HaTashlumi Ano? Rav Chaim said, Milva Ksuva B'Toyra. And that was also Yisrael's Ktsois on Nene B'Shem Shesarabim. The next line is, he compares it to Milva. So Rav Baruch Ber goes to work to figure out Ma Kavonas Rabbi. What does Rav Chaim mean by saying Milva Ksuva B'Toyra? So then he explains that it's based on halva per se, mamish milva ksuva b'teira. So what we suggested, again, we suggested in Rav Baruch Ber's understanding of Rav Chaim. I don't know that there are others who explain it differently. That I just imagine it could be explained differently. Is that the tashlumei halva? The Gemara says priyas bal choiv mitzvah. The tashlumei halva is not because I have an object of mamoncha gabi, because by halva you have no money sitting by me. Money's gone. By halva, the Gemara says it is not a contractual obligation. By halva, it's prius bal choiv mitzvah. Gemara later on ksuvus. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu said, somebody lend you money, mechuyv to pay back. He was mechuyv to lend me the money. Had a chiyuv of giving halva to me. Kadosh Baruch Hu told me to be malva. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him extra money. Why do you have extra money? To give money to the Gemach. It's an entire sefer Avos Chesed Chavetz Chaim. The entire sefer is a mitzvah of halva. People should realize there's a mitzvah beyond the mitzvah tzedakah, mitzvah of halva. Kadosh Baruch Hu then said, I was mechayev the person with extra money to be malva, and I'm mechayev the guy who received to give it back. Right? So Reb Chaim was saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu said the obligation to return the money is not because you gave me the money. That's punk for kid. That's not what the halacha said. That priyas bal chayiv mitzvah means it is not a contractual obligation between the malv and the loiva. Priyas bal chayiv mitzvah means that a kodin can become chayiv to pay when it becomes a godol, because it wasn't a contractual obligation. So what was the obligation? So Baruch Ber and Zudar Reb Chaim was saying the obligation of priest Bal Choyv is because I was nene from you. So in the context of halva, so that's the milvak suva b'teira. But the milvak suva b'teira taught me that there's a chiyuv to pay a person for the hanar I received from. He gave me money, and that money is gone. It's finished. I bought something with that money. I paid my bills with that money. So what I get from him? I got hanar. I bought a couch. I'm being nene from the couch. I paid my bills. I'm being nene. I can sit next to the guy in shul now. He's not going to. I can answer my phone. Bali Chov don't answer phones usually. So now I'm able to answer my phone because it's not the guy's asking for me, asking for the money back. He gave me hanar. I'm paying. Priest Bal Choyv Mitzvah pay for hanar. So that's what we pointed out, that could be the explanations for the chiyuv of hanar. One of the quirks of the chiyuv of Zeh Nezeh Chosim, which is very hard to understand, is that the Gemara says in Bava Kama, Tosfos points out in our sugya, that the chiyuv hanor requires some chisaron, but once that chisaron is identified, the chiyuv hanor will be kefi chaymas hanor, the kefi hanor, not kefi the chisaron. Right? The classic case of I squat in your apartment when the neighbor does rent that apartment, so you did not rent out your apartment, you have no chisaron. I have a tremendous hanor, I don't have to pay hotel bills. So Gemara says, I'm chayiv because some hezek there is, a tiny hezek. The hezek, issues of they're just blackening your walls, we could fix up by hiring a person to scrub the walls down. But I'm going to end up paying what I saved. So what's pshat that I have to have some minimal chisaron to begin? Hanos, hanos, hanos. So according to Tosfos, we understand that hanos comes from the parsha of Gezel. So there has to be some Gezel to begin with. Otherwise, no chiyuv hana. The Torah is only mechadesh hana on the concept of gezel. So if there's no gezel b'chlal, so I have no basis. It has to be ben. Rashi l'chor has the Gemara in Bava Kam as well. L'chor Rashi would have to say along the lines of Tosfos and along the lines of the Tosfos in Bava Kama that as long as there was some identifiable chisaron even before the nana came into the picture, that's good enough. So in the Gemara in Bava Kama, you know that the chisaron had to happen because of the nana. Our sugya says no. The chisaron can happen because of the toichev. But as long as it was some, it could be the retesis, a chisaron meikara, a chisaron before I got there. According to Rashi, our sugya is being mechadesh, is expanding the concept of the mechayiv of hanoh. That expanding the hanoh as a mechayiv, even if the chisaron was the chisaron meikara before I got there. So the person was tochev, the truma into my throat, all right, the chisaron mikra. Now I'm nana from it. So what's the, why do I need to have some chisaron mikra? So that's a chronim discussion, and Rashi could be, in order that it's not a chisaron memela. I have to identify the baal. I have to know who to pay my hanoah to. So if a guy lends me money, Kadosh Baruch Hu said he has to lend me money. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me the hano. Because there's a mitzvah in Torah to be malva. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him extra money and gave him a chiyuv to lend me money. Who's giving me hano? Kadosh Baruch Hu's giving me hano. Right? How can I sit next to him in shul? He lent me so much money. Haven't paid back yet. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me a hano. And I thought of the guy. He was just a shliach for the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the Torah says, "Pesach Chol Mitzvah." I have to pay back, right? I got enough from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "No, he's the address." Now, who was conveying the address when a guy leaves his apartment? I cause him no chisaron b'chlal. He couldn't have gotten a cent for this money for his apartment. It was already Yom Tov. Who's conveying who the address is? So that's what we learn from Halva. The address is Nikva. Is established by the Chisaron Meikra. That's the Kadosh Baruch Hu's being married derech. The Kadosh Baruch Hu's telling me, I want you to pay back for hanoh that you got. Who was my shliach? My shliach was the guy whose walls you blackened. That's the address. It's a marimokin. So our sugya saying is, I didn't blacken the walls. But the person who had the Chisaron Meikra, just like he was the shliach to provide me, he's the shliach to get my money back. That's the way of looking at it. All right. So again, before Arthur, we chazer today because there were some. I think that obviously were confusing. So now, have we mechazer the confusion, or we were mevarer and diminish the confusion? So, what would you say? The things that we still need to be admire. What would you say, Sammy? What are we holding? Not so good? What's that? where's the fuzziness? What's not clear? No, Daniel, what would you say? What do we have to still refine? Yechiel, you good? St. Louis, we covered St. Louis. No? Arthur, you were going to say before?
I was going to ask about the idea that the Machayev pay back the money is Anah. You learn Kiddushin, you talk about trying to do Kiddushin
with the
standing alone, you say that's Ribbis.
Yeah. Again, you're not talking about the person who's Mekadosh with Hanoh. You're talking about the Arvach Le'Zimne. Right? So Arvach Le'Zimne, the Gemara says, if I lend you money, and then you come back, and I give you more time to pay back. So that's Kishas Halva. So I'm sorry, so... Right, correct.
They say that's ribbis, right?
No, that's not ribbis per se. If I am Mahana the Malva, that would be ribbis. I can be Mekadesh a woman with a Mechilas Hana, with a Mechilas Halva. Because of the Hana, not because she's Mechil Halva, that's not tangible, but the Hana she gets from not having to pay back. But I'm not sure that, I mean, it could be relevant, but I don't see it necessarily relevant. Okay, yeah, that's correct. But is that, how does that... Oh, I do not think you can deduct that from the sugya there. The Gemara is saying that that's the hana, which is tangible at this moment, so you can mekadesh a woman with her. But I don't think you can deduct from that that's the mechayev. I don't think so. Go ahead.
The Gemara is just not mekadeshes.
By mechilas halva, the Gemara is mekadeshes.
Yeah.
Right, but there's a discussion over there that there are situations where one would be able to be Mekadosh with Hanos Nova. I think Tos discussed that, I think. But I think that the Mechilas Halva itself is Mechilas Halva itself is not. But I think there are situations, and that's what the Rishonim are pointing out, that it's Hanos B'Shas, I think so. I'll have to remember. But I don't think it's relevant for this, because I don't think you can be daik from there that's the Mechayev, unless you have a Lush in the Rishonim. No? Yoni, what do you say? I need to know if we can go on to the next Tosus. That's what I was planning to discuss the Tosus of Rav Ashi. Not now, not now. We haven't tomorrow. But I think we have still to Mevara. The way I would look at it again is, what are we learning from the Habamina? And what is the Maskona? The Maskona that we followed was the Maskona of Rashi and the Ri, simply because that's our sugya right now. And the Rinatam and the Ri, Ritzvah will discuss still, and the Rinatam is a Mitzistik issue. We didn't follow we learned from the Habamina because because that's not really our sugya. What we focused on is the chiyuv of tashlumin based on hana, as opposed to geneva. So I'm missing what's confusing there. You'll tell me later on. No, Yisrael. Okay, we'll go weiter.
Yeah.
Okay, so tomorrow we'll do the next toast.